You're listening to The Hour of the Time. I'm William Cooper. Good evening, folks. Well, I saw Pauline a little while ago. I found this old roast in my freezer. It has to have been in there for about a year. So I asked Pauline to get me some Cabernet Sauvignon so I can make some beef bourguignon. That's what you do with old roasts, tough roasts, things that, you know, may not be just right. I can't afford to throw it away because we don't have any money around here. Even though it's been in there a year, I'm going to make beef bourguignon with that roast. And while she was here, I know she went yesterday to bring Tim back. I asked her, you know, how's Tim? She said, Bill, he looks 20 years younger. I got to hurry up and get home. And she ran out the door. I think we're going to make a phone call right now and see if we can find out about this 20 years younger stuff. So just hold on, folks. I'm going to do a little, I'm going to do something here. I don't know what I'm going to do. But first, you got to do this for sure. Uh-oh. That's upside down. That won't work. Okay. Okay. I did it. I did that. Yep. I did it. Okay. Now we're going to make a little phone call and see about this 20 years younger stuff, okay? So just hold on a minute. We'll see what's going on with this.
Hello.
Hello, who's this?
This is Tim.
Tim, this is Bill.
Hey, Bill, I've been listening.
Yeah, well, you know what I'm doing then.
Yeah, you I'll wait for you.
You sound 20.
When I'm in town, I don't miss your show, man.
You sound 20 years younger.
I tell you what, the American public better get ready for me because I'm back with a vengeance.
Well, when you left, you were sick. I mean, really sick. And while you were gone, you were...
I almost died. My left kidney shut down. My right kidney was going. My liver was twice the size because of the Hep C that I got exposed to 20 years ago. And it came out 10 years ago, and I didn't even know I had it. Until the last couple of weeks, I mean, my health went from 90% fantastic to P410.
What did the doctors... I know you went to the doctor. They were taking biopsies and all kinds of stuff, and...
Renal failure, you name it.
And so you were pretty scared, huh?
They actually, you know me, Bill. I got a personal thing against AMA anyways. And I actually was scared enough to do something that they suggested me to do. And that actually is what I believe put me into renal failure because they had me urinating so many times to get the swelling out of my leg. My leg was even twice. So, well, you saw what my leg looked like about a month ago. Should have seen it just a couple of weeks ago.
So what were they doing? Giving you some kind of a
diuretic?
So,
I mean, to where I couldn't drink a glass of water, and I believe that's what put me through renal failure. Well, that's my opinion, but, you know, from what I understand,
I can't believe just the change in your voice.
Bill, I feel so energized.
Where did you go? I know you went to...
I went to Prescott to a friend's house or a relative's house, and they know some people that do what we call natural healing, and you might like to name a few names as far as, like, the gentleman that got this thing going. I'm not going to really mention the name where I was at.
Well, other people can't go there, right?
Absolutely not.
So it was just because they were relatives and friends that...
Exactly. Well, this gentleman, his name is Dr. Schultz, Dr. Richard Schultz. He's been actually put in jail, in prison, beat up by the AMA for, and I will use the cure word, because that's what he does. This man pulls no punches. If you are tired of the bullshit, if you are tired of what's happening to your body, with your health, this man will save your life.
But not everybody can go there.
No, but I now know what to do. And I would tell anybody for free. And you know, I didn't get charged a dime. You know, you got to buy some real good products. And believe me, it is an extensive, full-blown program.
And you don't make any money off this.
Not a dime.
No.
Not a dime. Absolutely not. I know. I wouldn't do that to somebody. Someone gave it to me for free, that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And it was an absolute... That next night, my kidneys opened. The day after that, you know, you come and go. I mean, I was out of it for about 2-3 days.
Well, I know. You called me from up there, and you You really sounded really bad.
I am ready to kick ass. I'm ready. They better watch out because I'm going to expose them for the fraud that they are.
Who?
The AMA.
Oh, okay.
It's absolutely incredible what the doctors aren't telling people. They throw people like this Dr. Richard Schultz in jail for healing people. I just can't believe they do. I can't believe because I know how Nazi Jack Buddhist thugs that they are. You know, it's corrupt to the highest level.
Now, I know Pauline's a nurse, yes. And I know she took you to the doctor several times.
And believe me, I was so out of it, Bill, I don't remember.
Well,
that's what scared the living daylights out of me. I don't remember going to the doctor.
She thought you were going to die.
I was to the point where I was pale. My blood pressure was like 70 over 40. I was ready to go.
And well, she thought you were going to go. So did I. So did a lot of other people.
Well, I tell you what. I want to thank everybody for the prayers. I tell you what. I've never had a response like this in my life. Never. And, you know, I practiced natural medicine. I thought I knew what the hell I was doing. And here's Mr. Health got knocked right into the ground.
Wow.
It happened to everybody. I have not. This gentleman, and I've seen a lot of. I've watched about 40 videos in the last couple weeks. And this man he's got thousands upon thousands upon thousands of patients that he's cured from what they call the incurable. People that's got pus pouring out of the earth from brain cancer, breast cancer, ovarian cancer, prostate cancer, colon cancer. It's incredible what this man showed me.
Was he there?
One of his A1 students, I was on contact with him by phone all the time. I mean, this man, he only practices in Europe, and when he comes into the United States to give a lecture to him, he's got to run right back out because they're right there after him.
Well, it's all news to me because I didn't know where you were or what you were. Well, I did know where you were. I knew you were at a relative's house, but I didn't know what was going on. And Pauline came back. She was very upset because they had told her that she had to leave and she wanted to be there with you because she was afraid you were going to die.
Yeah, well, bless her heart. You know, it was one of the hardest things I ever did in my life. I threw the one that loves me the most on this whole planet, and I had to tell her, hun, just go, leave me alone. You can't have no pressures of life whatsoever when you start this program.
Well, I got to tell you, that hurt her pretty bad. I mean, she came up here and just cried her little eyes out.
I can't apologize more. I've been apologizing for the last 2 days. I mean, it's just, if I have any thought of her doing, you know, trying to handle the house, that takes your concentration off this healing thing. You must take, if your job's in the way, quit your damn job. I mean, that's how intense this is. And by God, I'm telling you, Bill, I am as healthy as I've been in 20 years.
Well, what did they do?
You ready?
Yeah, this, by the way, folks, I have not spoken to Tim since he left, except one time when he called me about 2 or 3, maybe 4 days after he left. And when he called me, he was still really sick. And you've been gone, what, about 2 weeks or so?
About 10, 13 days. So I think I left, not last Friday, but Friday before last. I made a decision. I said, hun, I'm sinking. I'm not going to die. And I just saw a friend in the hospital. He's a nurse also. And he's a good friend of mine. And he just had his colon, 8 or 9 feet of his colon taken out. This guy's got tubes going down his neck, through his nose, you know, in his arms, in his penis. I'm not going to go that way. I'll be damned. I got more important things to do with this Patriot movement. They better watch it. Because I am back and I'm full.
Well,
I'm as healthy as you can possibly imagine.
Well, you're blowing my mind. This is the first time I've talked to you since that phone call. Except I talked to Pauline a few hours ago. She said you look 20 years younger.
Bill,
she couldn't wait to get home.
I lost about 20 pounds. And I remember talking to you and I told you, it started with some fasting, and we had a little discussion about fasting.
Yeah, well, tell us what they do to you. What did you do? What was your treatment?
Here's the regimen. First, you must start what I call it's a liquid fast. You pick a certain vegetable like carrot and maybe some sprout, and you juice everything. You want absolutely no fibers, anything in your digestive tract, in your stomach, in your colon whatsoever.
So you're juicing and you're removing the pulp, right?
Exactly. Okay, you drink a glass of that like every hour, every 2 hours, because you're going to need your nutrition, okay? You cannot take supplements. I had to stop taking log stuff, believe me. That broke my heart, but I had to stop, because if your liver's not in good shape, you cannot assimilate it, okay? I don't care what form it is. If your liver is not ready for it, it ain't going to work. So anyway, you start that. Every morning when I wake up, the I did what you call a high colonic, a high enema.
Wait a minute. Let me make sure I heard you talking about an enema.
An enema. This isn't an ordinary enema. This is a 5-gallon treatment.
How in the world do you do that?
You do it literally about a quart and a half, 2 quarts at a time, until you can actually get past your sigmoid colon. You fill up your transverse colon, which is on right on top below your chest, and then you go actually down into your appendix, and you flush the toxins out. You do this every day.
Oh, my God.
Then you start doing, you attack, I attack my liver and my gallbladder because them were the ones affected by the hepatitis. There's certain herbs that you take. I mean, not just herbs that I even sold through the store that I had. These are like herbs that just, this guy goes around the world and just walks the forest and picks herbs right out of the ground, and he does things to them, and he makes them in preparations and tinctures.
Well, where'd you get all this stuff?
From Dr. Schultz. He has a program that you can buy from him. It's called the Uncurable.
But he wasn't there.
No, but I know, you know, we contact him by phone, and we talk to one of the students. He goes, here, guess what? Take this, you know, and it cost me $425 for the pack, you know, of the herbs. The treatment itself doesn't cost you a squat.
So all you paid for was the
was the herbs that it took to make me better.
Yeah. And who took care of you while you were there?
A real good friend. Because I really don't want to mention his name because, you know, he's kind of like on the up front in the lines anyways, and I'd rather not really disclose him at this time.
Well, I don't care.
Okay. But yes, I mean, then you do that every morning, and then you do and then you start taking these herbs and you start drinking your teas every hour around the clock. And at the end of the night, after you do your high colonic in the morning, you do what you call a hot and cold shower. Bill, I thought I used to do hot and cold showers, okay? This man gets you into this bath, into a shower, with absolutely the hottest water your skin can possibly stand. And then you turn all the hot water off, and you have stone cold mountain water pouring on you for about 15 seconds, on and off, hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold. Talking about blood circulation, man, you get out of there and you're rushing like a rocket.
Tim, that's what it was that all those people up in the mountains have been hearing for the past week and a half. They've been reporting strange noises and they thought the aliens had landed.
I tell you what, I yelled so much. I have never yelled so much. Okay, after you do that...
I'm just joking, folks.
Yeah. Then you start drinking like 8 ounces of apple juice with this psyllium husk and flaxseed and this certain kind of clay that actually builds inside your colon and attaches yourself to the lining of the colon. And while you're doing all these flushings, you know, that's why they call your colon the eliminative organ. It winds up in your colon one way or another, and this clay attaches itself, and then you got to do a high enema to get it out. Another high enema the next day. See, that's the regimen. And you do that 1 week for your kidneys and your liver, and then you do your gallbladder and your it's just an excellent regimen. And then at the end of the week, you do what they call a hot and cold sheet treatment. You get a 20 pounds of ice and ice water inside an ice chest. You get a pure cotton linen sheet, and you soak this sheet. While this sheet is soaking, you get your bathtub water ready. You get it full of scalding hot water. And inside a towel, you put about 3 ounces of the hottest cayenne pepper you can find, the hottest ginger powder you can find, the hottest mustard seed ground up that you can find, and you make a gigantic tea bag and you put that in the bathtub. I've got pictures. You ought to see this. Me sitting in this bathtub. It looked like spaghetti water. And you sit in this thing and you roast and you induce a fever to about 105, 106. While you're sitting in this bathtub, you drink this scalding hot ginger tea to even induce it more. When you get, you sit in there for 30 minutes screaming and yelling, and believe me, it's a emotional ride roller coaster you've ever been on. You get out of that bathtub, you pull that soaking wet sheet full of ice, and you wrap yourself in it, jump in the bed, and they wrap you up with a bunch of hot blankets, and they just suck the toxins right out of your body. You talking about intense, Bill? I've never done anything like this in my life. I got the sheets, I got the pictures. When I washed my hair, when I got done, it looked like lemonade was coming out of my hair.
Oh,
I mean, I had so many toxins in my skin. I got these gray and blue circles around where my body was in the sheet, pulling these heavy metals out of my body. This is a treatment. People people out there listening to me, if you are tired of the crap you're going through with the doctor, this program will save your life.
Wow. Well, it sure saved you. I'll tell you that.
Pulled my butt out of the heat. And see, I'm not done yet. It just got me out, out of trouble. Now I'm going to keep doing this for 3 months, week intervals, until I'm going to have the documentation showing where my hepatitis started, and I'm going to show them where it disappeared, and I'm going to blow them away.
How about the doctor stuff? You got the stuff from the doctor?
Yes, sir, I sure do. I got all the blood tests, all the ultrasounds, Doppler effects, X-rays. I have it all. You should have seen my liver. You remember my belly, how it looked like? It was always poking out?
Yeah.
It's almost flat now.
Wow.
Not just because I lost weight. The weight was my liver. My liver was like 8, they estimated almost 8 pounds. Average liver weighs 3.5 pounds for an adult.
Now, wait a minute. You used to hop around on that one leg like the Tasmanian devil. Now, how are we going to keep you in check now?
Watch out, people. I'm telling you. And I've already stirred up a bunch of crap here at the shop today. I'm telling people, oh, the doctor said this. Well, F the doctor. Get them out of your life. I don't care what they diagnose you with.
Yeah, let's be careful there. We can't tell people that over the radio.
And
I'm going to tell you right now, folks, always get a professional opinion from your doctor. If you don't like what your doctor says, what you do after that is your business. But I am not telling you to F the doctor. Understand that.
No, but Tim is. No, don't ever do anything. That you have to have that disclaimer, or they will come and get you. You know, it's for helping people. I just can't believe they're so rotten to the core. I know. I've seen the results. I've talked to the man personally on the phone before, but I never did this program because I never thought I needed it. He goes, Tim, you need it. Regardless of what you are, and if you think you're healthy, do this program and then get back with me. Yeah, you're just another herbalist selling something. I'm telling you, it's incredible.
Wow.
It's called Save Your Life from Dr. Schultz, Dr. Rich.
Yeah.
If you're into the herbal world, Dr. Christopher was a world.
Well, now wait a minute. I'm not trying to sell this guy's products. No. I don't want to do that. I just want you to tell your story about what happened to you.
I'm getting where Dr. Schultz came from. He was trained.
Are you selling this guy's products?
Absolutely not. No,
okay.
I'm not. No, I'm not. I don't have a thing to sell. No.
Okay.
Absolutely not. This man was trained by world-renowned herbalists. He was their A1 student. And, of course, they were put away for the longest time, and then when he got out of prison, they died. He was only on the circuit for so many years, and then he died. Well, this man's taken over. He's moved to Europe, and they can't stop him now because he's in Europe.
Wow.
But the treatment, Bill, I'm telling you, it was spiritual.
Well, you've already scared me. I don't want anything to do with it.
Well, you know what, though? No offense, Bill. In my business, I've seen a lot of people die. When you're everyone to take that last breath, you do your best to take one more. And I just wasn't ready to go. You told me, make my peace with God. I did. And someone told me, get the hay out of here, go. Leave everything behind because you're going to die. And I said, I'm not going to. And I kissed Pauline. I said, hon, please forgive me. I need to go. She took me. She brought me back. She was absolutely stomped. I crushed the person that loves me the most in the world. But
well,
I don't think you
didn't crush her. You were kind of out of it. It was those other people who made her leave. And
but I did it for me.
She was very angry about that.
Yes, I understand. But if you're not willing, in that state of mind and in that emotional state, you are number one. If you can't make hay, how am I going to be when all this crap hits the fan, Bill, sticking her dog? I'm going to be worth a damn. They're going to put one hole in me and I'm going to be done with. I am ready. I am strong. I'm thinking better than I ever thought.
Well, don't get ahead of yourself. It's like you said, you still got to keep doing this.
Oh, that's how positive I am. I am so positive that.
Well, what would happen if you just quit right now?
I would probably relapse and go back.
Well, that's what I'm talking about.
But believe me, I'm not. I'm sitting here right in front of my stove. I actually ate today for the first time since last Friday when I left.
Oh, that's interesting. What did you eat?
I am stir frying up some tofu with artichoke hearts, some mushrooms, and a glass of carrot juice.
Huh.
That's gonna be. be my first meal. And of course, I got to do some kind of water on something really watery. You got to use a lot of watery stuff. Mm-hmm. Because my colon, I'm telling you, is empty.
Empty. Okay. No, I believe you if you're doing that stuff you said you were doing. And
yes. As a matter of fact, I got to do a treatment here about 10 o'clock. I like doing it before I go to bed.
If I saw somebody coming in my front door with a 5-gallon enema bag, I would be running out the back.
It's a 5-gallon bucket. And we put some herbs in it to help your colon relax, you know, like some catnip or something.
Uh-huh.
It stops the contractions. And it's got a control valve on it. You know, it's gravity fed.
Well, I can't believe just your voice. I mean, this is I'm just absolutely dumbfounded.
Bill.
When you left here, you were dying. Let's be quite frank. You were dying.
Exactly. I tell you, Bill, I feel great. I actually got jeans I haven't worn in a long time. Besides the weight loss, you know.
Jeans? What are you talking about? Levi's?
I'm actually wearing some Levi's I haven't worn in a long time. You know, it's not the weight loss, you know, that's making me feel. Everyone, I've already talked to a few people and throw their butt out of the shop because they say it's the weight loss. It's not the weight loss that's making me feel this way. My body has the toxins gone.
I might have to do this just because I've got a closet full of about $1,000 worth of Levi's that I can't wear.
It's worth your money, but listen, at the end of the week, before you do...
No, I'm not going to do it. 5-gallon enemas, that's not
night.
For me.
Every night.
It's not for me. I wouldn't even do a 5-gallon ear wash. What are you talking about?
I never thought it. Pauline did it once, just to see what it was like. And
Paul and Ann have been sending me these little things to just take a urine sample for years, and I won't even do that.
Another part of the therapy that someone else told me to do, but Dr. Schultz suggested not to do it. But I'm not going to do it. And at least not yet. I'm not ready for it yet.
What is it?
It's called urine therapy.
Oh, I don't want to hear that.
Okay. I'll stop right here then.
Jean called me yesterday. She'd heard on the radio that I had something in my eye. And she suggested that I use urine therapy in my eye.
Yes, sir. She's not lying.
Well, I'll tell you
what.
Right.
I got a website.
And she's listening right now. I'm going to get a letter, you know, about this, because she chewed me out because I was reticent, you know.
The Egyptians used it. You got to understand what's happening with your urine is not a waste product like we were meant to believe.
Well, of course it is. That's why it's passed out of the body. It is
product. No. There are things in it, though, that is essential to your body. Every time you...
Well, there might be, but urine is a waste product. And when you say it's not, you lose a lot of credibility.
Not like what we think. It's not as wasteful as it seems. There's antibodies in your urine when you release urine.
I don't doubt that a bit.
But don't
tell people on my radio show that urine is not a waste product. Because that's just not true. It is a waste product. It may have some things in there that maybe aren't waste and maybe shouldn't be passed out, but nevertheless, urine is a waste product, and the whole purpose of the kidneys is to get rid of it.
To get rid of it, but what they're not telling you, if the pharmaceutical cartels of the world could actually manufacture urine, they would go over the board of being rich.
Well, I don't think they'd be manufacturing urine. They'd try to be manufacturing the things in the urine that you're talking about that are good.
Yeah, well, you're supposed to drink 8 ounces of it a day.
Because you don't have to manufacture urine. All you got to do is tap into the sewer pipe.
You need your own. Coming right out of the bladder. And I won't do it. I'm sorry. I've done perfect with what I...
How'd we get on this subject?
I don't know. It's pretty damn tacky. Let's get off.
Yeah, let's get off it real quick.
Just the thought of it just ruined my stuff.
Oh, I can't even believe this is going out on my broadcast.
Okay, but I tell you what. Natural healing, Bill. I'll try to come up here tomorrow and I'll bring you some of the pictures showing me sitting, you know, doing what I did.
Oh, I'd love to see it. I would just want to see you. Pauline said you look 20 years younger. I want to see
that. I actually grew a beard.
I'll take a picture of you and put it on the website.
Hey, I got one. I got a couple of them. It is absolutely phenomenal.
Bring them before and after.
We did just before I actually did the program, I took a picture of me sitting on the bed with a bucket of ice, you know, with the ice. And then I took a picture of me sitting in a bathtub, which, you know, it's not a nude picture or nothing, but.
You took a picture or somebody else took a picture?
The people that were there helped me took a picture of me sitting in the bathtub. You can see the color of this bathtub water. It was soaked cayenne, ginger, and mustard seeds.
Well, I know cayenne is good for you, and I know mustard's good for you.
I know
ginger's good for you in internally sometimes, but I didn't know that it was good for you to soak in it.
Neither did I until you use it in one of its other proper forms. And I tell you what, it is incredible what it did. I don't care if people can call me nuts. I don't care. Guess what? I'm alive. I feel great. And this is exactly what this guy's been talking about all these years. Heck with what you were told. If you want to live, do this. If not, don't even talk to me. And this is how this guy is. And guess what? I said, okay, I'm going to give my soul to you. And by God.
Well, don't ever give your soul to him. Give your body to him if you want. But
okay,
keep your soul.
I said, here, take me away. Man.
Give your soul to God.
Do what you got to do. But if this backfires, I brought my 244s with me, and I was prepared to defend myself. But guess what? They were kept away.
You think he's kidding, folks. He's not. He always wears two pistols everywhere he goes.
I got a couple new toys, though.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, they're gorgeous. But anyway, I brought them instead because they're 7.5-inch barrels, and I wanted to reach out and touch one in case this didn't work. I've learned some things from you, and I tell you what, I'm proud to be where I'm at. I feel, it's just incredible. I just feel like I was when I was 18, 20 years old.
Wow.
And my eyes aren't sunken, and most people think, my gosh, if you fast, hey, this guy fasted for 40 days before and only lost like 15, 20 pounds. Your body will tell you when it's time to eat. If a hunger pain lasts more than 12 hours, then it's a real hunger pain. Then you start deteriorating your muscles. I lost no muscle mass. I'm still a pretty good sized guy, you know. You know what? I weighed 262 pounds when I started. I weigh 138 now. 238 pounds.
I'm glad you adjusted that.
Yeah, well, I need to go.
I was going to say 138.
that's a lot of weight to lose.
You better believe it.
Yeah. I can imagine what that would be.
Well,
I tell you, I'm just jazzed, Bill. I haven't been this excited, and it's just great. It's absolutely a great feeling. I'm just glad to be back. I have a lot. You know, I would love to get this gentleman on your show. I really would. He would blow away the American people with help.
Well, I don't think we're going to do that, but.
I know, but you know, I would love to have this man just tell you know. Every time he tries to speak out, they shut him up, they arrest him, and they kick him out of the country.
Well, he's in Europe now, so that's good.
Yeah, exactly. But I tell you, I feel great. It's wonderful to be back, actually being healthy. I thought I was healthy before. Now, here at the end of 3 months, I'm going to start taking my supplements again, and then watch what happens. Huh. Now I'll be able to assimilate it, you know, really yeah. good. It's just great. I just can't describe it anymore. It's just fantastic.
Wow. Okay. Well, thanks, Tim. Thanks for sharing all that with us.
I'm glad to do it. I'll see you tomorrow.
Okay.
Have a good night.
Thanks a lot.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Wow. I'm just blown away, folks. I talked to Tim before he left, and he was, I don't even know how to describe it. He was out of it. He was on death's door. And I talked to him 2 or 3 days after he got where he was being treated. And he was still, he was worse, in fact, much worse. And Pauline was beside herself. She's a nurse. She took him to the doctor. She studied the test. She grilled the doctors like, you know, like they were on trial. And she would come up here and tell me all about it. She would just sit and cry. She was sure Tim was going to die. And I was too. And Doyle was. Everybody was. And I'm just blown away. I can't believe. I can't believe it. I got to wait and see. So anyway, we're going to have some music here, and then we're going to come back, and then we're going to talk about today. What is today? What's it mean?
Many a tear has to fall, but it's all. In the game. as love. You have worked with him, and your future's looking dim. But these things your heart can rise above. Once in a while he won't call, but it's all in the game. Soon he'll be there at your side with a bouquet. And he'll kiss your lips and caress your waiting fingertips. And your heart.
Good evening, you're on the air. Hello? Well, I guess they just couldn't hold on. The number is 520-333-4578. Folks, if you're not going to stay on the phone, don't call. You know, like if you call during music. I mean, you hear the music playing. If you call, you know there's music playing. If you're not going to stay on the phone, don't call. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hey, Bill.
Hey.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. I'm blown away.
Yeah, well, you've got a little scary information over there. I've been through that experience. They call it the cold sheet treatment.
Oh, really?
Dr. Schultz is a miraculous. Well, I want to get off on a tangent like your friend did, because if you hear somebody excited, he's absolutely right. When you see him, you'll see the miracle standing in front of you.
Well, I don't want to hear about that. What was wrong with you?
Oh, I had, I'm retired military.
Yeah, what was wrong with you?
And the shots, for example, that they give you was one of the things.
No, what was wrong with you? I was reared in a military family. I had the shots all my life. They never hurt me. You know, what was wrong with you?
Well, basically, detoxification because of internal body.
No, what was wrong with you? What were your symptoms?
Oh, headaches, swellings, edema, rashes on the skin.
Okay, Tim had a lot of that. He had, his legs were swollen up like elephants.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and what happened? What did you do?
Well, I started off on his what they call an intestinal formula.
Yeah, and by the way, folks, I don't know who this guy is. This is not a setup. We're not selling anything.
No, I'm not selling anything either.
I just want to make sure
that... What I am selling is health. My God, it works.
Well, don't sell it. Just tell us your experience, okay? Because this is not that kind of show.
Mm-hmm.
So what was your experience? I'm really interested in that.
Well, it was the same thing he went through.
Yeah.
And that was the experience I went through.
How long did it take?
Well, it took me about 2 weeks.
Wow. Well, that's almost as long as Tim was there.
Mm-hmm.
Did you have to keep doing something after that?
Yes.
And what happened when
you
it was all done?
You change your food regimen is what you do.
Yeah.
You start eating better. You don't go on a regimen that's strictly in line with being a vegetarian.
Hello? Well, we lost him. I don't know what happened here. 520-333-4578 is the number. I don't know how he got cut off. I will tell you this. If there's anybody messing with this phone line, I will find you and hang you up by your gonads from the nearest tree. And I mean it. And there's ways I can do that, so don't think there isn't. Good evening, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'm here. We got cut off somewhere. What happened?
I don't know what happened.
Okay, well, they have a habit of doing this to me. Not you, some other people.
Well, they do it to me, too.
Okay. May I mention this, that for folks that are interested, he does put out educational material, books, and videos.
No, we're not advertising this guy.
No.
If he wants to advertise, he can call me and pay me for the advertising time, and this broadcast doesn't take advertisers anyway, so don't even bother.
No, I'm trying to recommend
No, we don't do that on the show. We don't do that.
Okay.
You can mention that you took that thing and what happened to you, and that's it. You can tell your story. You cannot advertise him, period.
Okay. Well, as far as your question, the last question, what did you do after you got healed?
Yeah. Well, there he goes again. Okay, well, we're going to make a formal complaint with the phone company, and we're going to start making sure that these lines are monitored every night, because this is intentional. There's nothing wrong with our phone line, folks. So we'll take care of this. Don't worry about it. Good evening. Well, nope, we can't do that either. 520-333-4578 is the number. Now, what I want to do now is get off this topic. We're on another topic. Don't call about that. Okay? I had no intention of making this that kind of a show. What is today? What is today famous for? What's it all about? Why is today an important day? That's what I want to hear from the callers. 520-333-4578 is the number. You should know. If you're a real American.
And then good old boys were drinking whiskey a long, long time ago.
It's for Doyle.
I can still remember how that music used to make me smile. And I knew if I had my chance that I could make those people dance and maybe they'd be happy for a while. But February made me shiver with every paper I'd deliver. Bad news on the doorstep. I couldn't take one more step. I can't remember if I cried when I read about his widowed bride. But something touched me deep inside today. The music died. So bye-bye, Miss American Pie. Drove my Chevy to the levee, but the levee was dry. And then good old boys were drinking whiskey and rye, singing, this'll be the day that I die. This'll be the day that I die. Did you write the book of love? Do you have faith in God above? If the Bible tells you so, how do you believe in rock and roll? Can music save your mortal soul? And can you teach me how to dance real slow? Well, I know that you're in love with him, 'cause I saw you dancing in the gym. You both kicked off your shoes.
Good evening, you're on the air.
Hey, Bill, it's Jim Taylor over in Kentucky.
Hi, Jim.
How's everything going?
Good.
Say, this might be a little off the what you
looking
for.
No. What's today's famous for?
Oh, for the Bill of Rights.
Bill of Rights, that's right.
1791
on what date?
15th of December.
15th of December, the Bill of Rights was what?
Well, that was when it was ratified by Virginia.
Yeah. And when it was ratified by Virginia, it made it what?
That's when it became effective, I guess.
That's when it became law.
Bill of Rights, I guess, yeah.
That's when it became law. It
became part of the Constitution.
Well, you know, the Bill of Rights is not like the other amendments. It's not separate from the Constitution. The deal was that the colonies would not accept the Constitution unless it contained the Bill of Rights. So the Bill of Rights is actually a part of the Constitution, and not something that came after. Even though it did come after, the colonies would not accept or adopt the Constitution unless the Bill of Rights were a part of it. And so the first 10 amendments, known as the Bill of Rights, are actually a part of the Constitution, and that's why whenever you hear somebody talk about the Constitution, They talk about the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, or the Constitution and the first 10 amendments, because they are one and the same.
I understand that they also can't be repealed like the other 16 or whatever it is.
I don't think that they can, because they are part of the Constitution.
Yeah, they can't be like, you know.
And that might be why the scum-sucking, liberal, puke-faced, Nazi, jack-booted, thug pigs don't try to repeal any of those amendments.
Well, they're trying to get rid of the whole thing is the problem.
Well, they might eventually do that just simply because of the stupidity of the vast numbers of American sheeple out there roaming and ruminating, you know, across the plains. But those of us who understand what it's all about will give them a damn good fight before they ever can win, I guarantee.
Well, I hope so.
Yeah.
Hope so.
Well, you're one of us, aren't you?
I hope so.
You're going to fight your best?
Plan on it.
Okay.
Yeah.
We're going to win then, aren't we?
Yeah. Could I ask you a question on something different?
Well, I don't know. Why do you want to talk about something different?
Well, I just reading about the Panama Canal. And
well, let's wait until another night. This is Bill of Rights Day.
Okay. Well,
okay. Right. If you don't have anything else to say, we'll get another caller.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thanks.
Why do people do that? The topic tonight is not that. It's not the Panama Canal. 520-333-4578. Topic right now is the Bill of Rights. This is the anniversary of the ratification, final ratification by the state of Virginia of the Bill of Rights on December 15th, many, 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 many moons ago. And so that's what we're talking about. What does it mean to you? Do you care? Is it an important date to you? If not, why not? 520-333-4578 is the number. And that's the topic. Don't try to change it, please. This date is important. The Bill of Rights, to me, are important. One of the most important things in my entire life. I don't know about yours. But, phone's not ringing. Must not be important to most of you. And if it's not, it's a big letdown for me. Got to tell you that right now. To pop that song down. That's a good one. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
This is Jackie calling from Georgia.
Hi, Jackie.
And the mystery, I heard you.
Right, I need you to talk a lot louder, Jackie. You're really low.
Okay. To make sure I heard you right about the topic concerning the Bill of Rights.
Yeah.
I just want to say that we're lucky to have one. You know, if like people like Alexander Hamilton had their way, there wouldn't have been a Bill of Rights.
That's right. The Federalists did not want a Bill of Rights.
And we would really be screwed.
Yeah.
So that's all I want to say.
Yeah, the Anti-Federalists won that battle.
Yeah, fortunately for us.
Yeah. So the people who cite the Federalist Papers instead of the Anti-Federalist Papers, they're way off base.
Yeah.
The intent of the founders was to protect the individual rights and liberties of every single citizen in this country.
Well, it doesn't seem like the average American really understands that anymore.
Well, the average American doesn't even know what the hell's going on in his own town, much less what the they never read the Constitution, never read the Bill of Rights. They don't know what it says.
Yeah.
If you ask them what it means, they say, oh, freedom of speech.
Right.
And they have no idea what that means either.
Right.
They think it means you owe them a forum, and that's not what it means at all.
Right.
Thanks for calling.
Okay.
520-333-4578. I can't believe that this radio broadcast caters to millions of patriots all over the United States and around the world. And the phone's not ringing off the wall of Bill of Rights Day. What the hell is the matter with you? Good evening. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Clarence from North Carolina.
Hi, Clarence.
How's it going tonight?
I'm really disappointed. I opened the phones on Bill of Rights Day, and it didn't ring.
Yeah. Important thing about the Bill of Rights, too, is the preamble. And most of the time, that's left out of a lot of the textbooks.
It's always left out. In fact, almost every copy of the Bill of Rights that you will ever see never, ever includes the preamble.
Yeah, I've got a high school government book. The Constitution's in there, but the Bill of Rights, but the preamble's left out. And also, I've got a state manual from North Carolina State Government, and it's got the state Constitution and the U.S. Constitution in there. But it does not have that preamble.
Well, I've got it right here. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, please.
Okay. Everybody in the world who's listening to this broadcast, listen very carefully, because this is very important. See, the scum-sucking, socialist, puke-faced, Nazi, jack-booted thug commies that are in charge don't want you to know about this. Listen to it very carefully. Preamble. And this is the preamble to the Bill of Rights, not the Constitution, but the Bill of Rights. Listen carefully. Preamble. The conventions of a number of the states having, at the time of their adopting the Constitution, expressed a desire, in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers, that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added, and as extending the ground of public confidence in the government will best ensure the beneficent ends of its institution. Wow. That says it all, doesn't it?
Yeah.
They didn't trust the government.
Well,
I don't trust the government.
Creator endowed rights.
Nobody should trust the government. All governments have a tendency to accumulate power and oppress and enslave the population.
Yeah, this business about the Second Amendment not being an individual right, that's one of the biggest loads of horse crap there is.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
Yeah.
You can say bullshit on this show.
Yeah, I know. I hear you say it all the time.
Well, it's in the dictionary. Has a totally different meaning. Doesn't mean anything bad or obnoxious or obscene or anything else.
It's
used in the context.
Expression.
Used in the context that we use it has a specific meaning. Bullshit.
Yeah, that's right.
A well-regulated militia being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to
right.
keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. Shall not be infringed. What is it about that these stupid creeps don't understand?
Well, you know, Janet Reno with the Justice Department, her gang of thugs, they say it's not an individual right, and
they're
operating on that basis. Of course, it's illegal. But
wait a minute. We don't call her Janet Reno on this broadcast. She is the Butcher of Waco.
Well, yeah, I've called her that before, too.
Well, that's what we call her on here. That's
a lot worse, but I probably can't.
It's the only term allowed. She is the Butcher of Waco, and everybody in this audience knows exactly who we're talking about.
She certainly is, and you can watch Waco, the Rules of Engagement. You figure that out pretty fast.
Yep.
Okay, well, give somebody else a chance. Appreciate it, Bill.
You know, my friend, I'm so glad that you called and brought up the preamble. I was going to do it later, but I feel so much better.
I figured you might.
when the audience does it, because that gives me confidence.
Well, there are people out here, people everywhere.
Yeah, I know. I know.
Good night.
Thank you very much. 520-333-4578 is the number. I'm just absolutely amazed that the phone wasn't ringing off the wall on this topic tonight with the audience that we have. I'm just absolutely blown away. I don't understand that. I don't understand it at all. Good evening. You're on the air.
Hi, Bill. It's Louise Rader near Chicago.
Hi, Louise.
I hope you got my email.
I did get your email, but there wasn't time to use it. We took up too much time.
Yeah, I know.
First half of this broadcast.
Yeah, I know. I was just hoping you got it.
I got it, and I had planned to use it, but there just wasn't time.
Well, the Bill of Rights basically is what sets this country apart from any other in the entire history of the human race.
That's right.
And, in fact, it is what defines this country.
Yeah, everybody looks to the British, the English, as being the free people of the world. They don't have a Bill of Rights, do they?
Yeah, once upon a time.
And they don't even have free speech, do they?
They're completely immersed in socialism.
Yeah, you better believe it, and total control.
And I spoke to somebody from London not too long ago, and she says that it's beginning to look a whole lot less like a nation and more like some kind of a global conglomerate.
Yeah, well, that's what they want it to be.
Of course. They want to do it here. And to do that, they'll have to trash our Bill of Rights, and then they're going to get their butts whipped.
Yep, better believe it.
And I mean hard.
Yeah.
They think they can go to places like Somalia and stuff and push people around and fight. They don't know what a fight is.
Yeah.
They're going to learn it just like they learned it over 200 years ago and forgot all about it.
Now, folks, this is Wallman speaking. I just reminding the audience that this is a woman speaking, that there are women in this country who are ready, ready and willing to pick up arms and fight right alongside with the men.
Absolutely.
Lots of them. And I can promise you that because I know an awful lot of them. Personally, by the way. Yeah, they are. When the guy got up from the United Nations and said to realize their dream of world government, the kind of world. You see, we're not opposed to world government. If it guarantees the individual unalienable rights of every single human and gives us freedom, then we're not opposed to it. We would probably all get behind it and if it was guaranteed and we understood that and felt comfortable with it, we'd probably get behind it and help bring it about.
Yeah, but they can't have that kind.
No, they can't have that
kind.
They
can't have that kind because I forget what site it was. It was very interesting. It was about alchemy and masonry and about basically being deified.
Uh-huh.
And bringing, I recommend to everybody read 1984 by George Orwell. Read the part that mentions when O'Brien has Winston completely helpless and is torturing him, and he is just puffed up with his deified pride.
Yeah.
And explaining to him how he can literally manipulate reality. Well, that's what they're doing.
That's exactly what they're
doing. Somebody can't call themselves God unless they can bring about these two words we always hear, alignment and paradigm shift. And
yep.
It's incredible. They have to subjugate everybody so that they feel like God, and that will thus justify them being God in their warped, sick little, megalomaniacal, insane minds.
Yep. Well, you know, this may shock you, but I believe in the concept of a paradigm shift.
Well, I do for certain reasons.
Yeah, and in that, if we all understood the concept of freedom and what it really meant, and I've yet to find very many people in this whole world who even begin to understand it, besides people like you and me.
Yeah,
and
but
some of the people who come to our conferences, the rest of the people don't have a clue.
Yeah, but you know, that kind of paradigm shift is a paradigm shift toward the truth,
yeah,
rather than toward the fantasies that are being presented as truth and are nothing but a bunch of damn lies.
Yes, well, you see, a paradigm shift is nothing more or less than a tremendous milestone in the furtherance of the thought process of the human race.
Oh, yes. Okay?
And it can either be for the good or for the bad.
Exactly.
The paradigm shift that I believe in is for the good, for freedom.
Absolutely.
And for all peoples, of all races, religions, and cut out all this crap and multiculturalism and everything. Just leave people alone.
Let them be
what they want to be.
That's it. But, of course, socialism, by its very nature, denies the individual.
Absolutely.
And that's what makes it so vile.
And that's what the multiculturalism is all about.
Yes, absolutely.
It's a blending of all of the tradition and cultures of all of the different races and countries and tribes and peoples so that it's wiped out.
That's it.
So that at the end of multiculturalism, none of it exists anymore.
That's right. If you want a factory with robots, you want all the same kind of robots.
Yeah.
If you're going to have a bunch of locks, you want one key that unlocks all of them.
That's right.
And I would
be so disappointed if I took a trip to Kenya and found out that everybody there was just exactly like me and lived in a house that looked exactly like mine, slept in a bed that looked exactly like mine, Their art looked exactly like my art, and they did everything at the same time that I did it. I mean, oh, puke. Just,
That's a song you should play, Ticky Tacky.
Gag
they come
me.
Out of a little,
gag me, gag me with
a
spoon.
They all look just the same.
Yeah, you got it.
That's it.
Yeah, when I go to Kenya, I want to see another culture.
Yes.
I want to become friendly with them. I want to learn about them. I want to do it in a good way. I don't want to look down upon them. I don't want them to look down upon me. I don't want to look up at them, and I don't want them looking up at me either. But I don't want to see me when I get to Kenya.
And isn't it interesting that the people who are bringing this about are pretending to support what they call diversity?
Yeah, that's exactly what they're pretending.
What?
But the end of their concept of diversity is all the same.
Well, that's back to the idea of peace being defined as a total elimination of all resistance against socialism.
That's right. You got
Well, I have a definition for peace, too.
We're out of
peace
time.
Peace is the elimination of all tyranny.
Yeah, well, there you go. We're out of time.
Okay, take it easy.
Good night.
God bless, Phil. Bye-bye.
I am so disappointed in this audience, and I want you all to know that. When I open the phones on Bill of Rights Day and nobody called, you know what it tells me? Tells me you don't know what the hell the Bill of Rights are. I'm ashamed of the majority of this audience. I really am. I'm ashamed of you. And I want to thank those who called and those who participated and those who really do know what the Bill of Rights is all about. The rest of you, I'm ashamed of you. This was a despicable performance on your part. And I want you to think about that when you go to bed tonight. You know, you just dropped down about 54 notches in my mind. You lost a lot of ground. A nation or world of people who will not use their intelligence are no better than animals who have no intelligence. Such people are beasts of burden and stakes on the table by choice and consent. Good night, and God bless you. Good night, Annie Poo and Allison. Absolutely. Unacceptable.
For $5, this flower is free.
Got to do something else. I didn't further that thing, by golly. So it's going to take a couple of seconds. And I can berate you even further. You despicable people. How dare you? On Bill of Rights Day, every true American in this country should have been chomping at the bit and standing by their phone to get on the radio and talk about it. Disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. You call yourselves Americans. Huh. We'll be right back.